St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee." He replied, "Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the past 2 weeks, we have been pondering in the first reading these images of the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. And ultimately that was to point to what Jesus himself would do in his own flesh, and then what he wants to do in each of us, incorporating us into that indestructible dwelling place of God. Today, in this gospel, we see that depicted. This anonymous woman from the crowd cries out, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. Blessed is the one who tabernacled you." Blessed is the tabernacle. And listen, if there were ever a womb that was blessed, it was Mary's immaculate womb. Or breasts that were special, it was the one who nursed the one through whom all things were made. But Jesus was pointing to something far greater. That she was part of that temple created by God for those who do his will. But the real source of her beatitude was the fact that she heard the word of God and observed it. Can't stress it enough, throughout Christian history, the virginal conception of Jesus was depicted as the Holy Spirit's entering through Mary's ear, because she had conceived the womb, she had conceived the word of God in her heart before she had ever conceived him in the womb. That she is the paradigm of all of those who have the proper relationship to the word of God, listening to it so consequentially that it takes on their own flesh. In the first reading, we hear from the prophet Joel the end of these 8 post-exilic writers, describing 2 types of way to live. It was the same thing that we encountered yesterday in the readings. One, among all the nations, would have vats overflowing with malice, sun and moon darkened, stars with no brightness, earth quaking, etc. It would be what awaits those who refuse to hear the word of God, which is the biblical way of describing sin. And then there was another way, the way that Mary prays that we would follow, the way she herself had chosen, on a holy mountain. There'll be no strangers there, because everyone will be a family member, because the ones who hear the word of God and practice it, Jesus says elsewhere in the gospel, are his mother and his brothers and his sisters. It's then that the mountains will drip wine, vino novello, new wine, freshly crushed, not wine that had already deteriorated. Hills shall flow with milk, there should be plenty of water, etc. There's the waste, and then there's the fruitfulness. Mary shows us that way of true fruitfulness, becoming the place where God dwells, this Jerusalem in which we begin to flow with new wine and milk. The joy that flows from our faith, symbolized by that wine. The health that flows from someone who's able to drink that milk. That milk that ultimately comes from the one who mothers us. Many of the icons across the centuries have seen young disciples breastfeeding from those blessed breasts. As Mary digests the faith and passes it on to us. Today we give thanks for that extraordinary gift. Tomorrow, as you know, we mark the 102nd anniversary of the last of the apparitions to Fatima. And we see just how central Mary is and her prayers are to our faith. Let us ask Our Lady of Fatima to continue to pray with us so that we might be praised by her Son for the very same thing for which he praised her.